The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Let me play a little song to start off our our podcast.
Why?
Because it's what I like to do. How come it's not playing?
Oh, God.
Test your side. This is a little bond about Bonnie.
What? I'm looking for... This guy sent me, hey, I, you know, respect you or something like that. Can you listen to my set? Tell me what you think, but...
A little song for Bonnie.
Okay, that's horrible. It sounds horrible to me. I can't imagine what it sounds like to them. I'm sorry. Can you not do that? Okay. All right, then. this is year in review. Oh, here it is.
Do you know what song that was? Do you know what song that was?
It was by the New York Dolls. I know that.
Because you saw that. You saw it.
I like
it
your
on
hair
a,
like that. I know you think that's
it's
crazy.
It's a total mess.
But
yeah, really? I'm going to go out with my hair not even done in any possible way.
It looks good. It looks full and fresh.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't like it. When, no, I mean, what, I do like everything about you, but I...
You know what was full last night?
Stop!
Your vagina with my hard, hot Viagra penis.
Would you be upset if I got up and got a coffee right now?
I don't care what you do. I want to find another song to play. Yes, this is the end. This is the end of 2014, and that song didn't work.
That sounds bad.
I know, so I got to find a good one. One that sounds good, that our audience would like to hear.
You really want to be one of those, like,
what?
DJs.
I'm not a DJ. I'm just going to play a song that we would like to end the year on. I thought Personality Crisis by...
Why don't we play this guy's thing?
We're going to play it. We're going to play... Here's a song I love that Brother Weez plays on his radio show all the time. So I don't know if I could use that.
Use your real voice. Use your real speaking voice.
Here's the one I love. Brother Weez plays it by The Call. He turned me on to this song, but I don't want him to think we're copying him. Maybe just this one time we can use, we'll play the song.
Are you giving him credit?
Like, well, this is his song. This is
what
his.
What do you mean his song?
Like this is it. Listen to this. It's a cool song. Listen to this song. This is cool.
Put it back
The
a little.
Call. Cool song.
So, a lot of leeway at the beginning there.
Yeah.
I hope we don't get sued.
Hmm.
think we could get sued for using that music? Let the day begin. Okay, that's good, Rich. Rich.
Isn't that a cool song?
Let the Brother day Weege, begin.
Brother Weege
plays that.
The reason
I brought up this, the getting sued thing was
why could we? We're not going to get sued.
Well, I just thought, like, I was trying to play into your, like, psyche that the minute you heard the word sued, you'd shut it off. Because you're always, like, worried about getting sued. So I was trying to...
Well, it's not my fault. We're doing our podcast and a car drives by with that song playing loud. It's not my fault.
We're doing it on the freeway?
No, the window's open because...
In the wintertime?
Yes.
I'm just playing the lawyer on the other side, and I think...
Oh, you want to go lawyer versus lawyer? Because I'll do all the stuff I've learned from television.
Go ahead. Do you know it's a Law and Order...
What?
It's Law and Order marathon today.
Do you know I watched 7 Law and Orders, right? This is true. 7 in a row.
Is this true?
This is true. 7 in a row when I was sick. 5 white defendants convicted. Went to jail. 5 out of the 7. 2 black defendants acquitted. Didn't go to jail. And they say they have it so tough in this world.
Well,
okay?
That's...
What?
That's art. That's not reality.
But they base those on true stories.
No, they don't.
Law and Orders are based on true stories. Not, you know, I mean, they're a little exaggerated. But what I'm saying is the 2 black defendants acquitted. So I got to say, you know, hey.
Well, they, on television, they had female presidents lots of times in movies. They had black presidents before Barack. So
see what I mean?
I'm just saying, like, you know, good. I hope that things follow,
enough with your stupid.
I'm saying, look
liberalism.
At the big picture of things. I don't want to get into some stupid argument with you.
I'm
right
not
now.
Arguing with you, but just quit being so blind to the
blind
facts.
Blind to what facts?
The facts of life.
What's the facts of life?
It was a show. Okay.
Was there a Tootie in it?
There was Tootie. There was.
What happened to Tootie?
Huh?
I bet Tootie's a big fat grandma now.
Is that why? Because, see, that's a stereotype. That's
why?
Because she was the black one on the show, Tootie.
Well, what about Blair?
What about her?
I bet she's a big fat something. She wrote a book. I think she's Christian.
She
wrote a couple of books about hot saucing your kids.
She starred in the Blair Witch movie.
Hot saucing your kids?
Yeah, what about it?
Do you know
about
that?
Hot sauce in her mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if they misbehave, instead of spanking them or something, you basically torture them by putting hot sauce in their mouth.
And I bet you they learn. They listen, learn, live. The 3 L's. And that's what
right.
kids have to do.
The live is important.
Our kid won't listen. We just try to get her out of the room for 20 minutes last night so we can fool around, which would only be 10 minutes.
Really, okay. When you break it down.
When you break it down, because we have no foreplay. We cut.
We could do the foreplay right in front of her.
We try to, yeah, our foreplay.
Because our foreplay is like.
Is eating.
You ready?
Or give me a bite of that. Or because foreplay takes up too much time when you're married and all that.
Wow.
All I have to do is see Bonnie naked with her bosoms.
Right. For you, you get ready real fast.
You bent over. You had no problem bending over.
Stop, Rich. What did I ask?
Oh.
I asked one thing that we don't talk about on the podcast.
What's
and
that?
You just always go there because it's like, it's so weird to me that you brag about having sex with your wife. Like, it's not a good brag. Okay? Stop picking your nails, please.
Look how much they're growing. Look at my nails. Look at my my thumbs.
Let's start thinking about our listeners. Let's start thinking about
if you guys could see my nails growing like this, because you know what I'm doing. I'm growing my nails out so I can go get a manicure. So you can just sit back and say, yeah, cuticles, do the cuticles. That's what when I used to
they
cut
always
the,
say, do you want to cut or push back?
I cut
I don't
them.
Know
I cut
that's
them.
Your expertise. What do you suggest? That's what
do
I
do you think they go to school for that?
No.
Do they just learn?
A lot of them are born with the knowledge. It's passed down through generation.
All right.
Never get a white person to do your nails. Do you know that? They don't.
Well, never get.
They don't do them right. They don't do them as good.
Never get a white person to cook your collard greens.
Right. Another great suggestion.
I always say
things
that.
White people can't do.
Well, let's name some things white people can't do.
Just those two things.
Four kids and live off the government.
Rich.
What?
No.
What?
You're saying, because they can.
They can. There is a lot of people that do that.
Yeah.
A lot of white people.
Okay. So.
Those are called white trash. That's what we call them, right? Now, Bonnie, here's... You're white trash.
Am I?
Yeah, easily. Look who you married. Look at your white trash.
I'm really surprised you didn't marry an African American lady.
Well, I used to date a lot of Afro Americans.
You can't say Afro American.
Why?
That's Afro is a hairstyle.
African American.
Yeah.
Now, as the listeners out there, I need your opinion on this, and I think this is a great idea. And of course, Bonnie, no.
Oh no! What is it?
Here's what I want to do.
What? What did I? Okay, I don't remember saying no.
Well, then all you have
about
to do,
anything specific.
Well, let me finish. I am so tired of the freezing cold weather out here.
Oh, no.
See?
No.
Listen to me.
No, I'm not doing it.
I guarantee you. Wait, let me finish.
But can you just say, is this all been a buildup for you to talk about it on the podcast?
No,
I
not
can't
at
tell
all.
Sometimes.
It just hit me.
Are you real or not real? You're always...
This one's real, and I want some feedback. And I did find the DVDs from last week. I did find them in the basement.
Oh, thank God.
Bonnie didn't sell them behind my back or give them away. I know when they were in the closet, there was some... episodes, and there was some seasons missing of Oz, and this, which I never could imagine who would take them. But that's besides the point. That's way back in the past, and I forgave her for whatever.
Oh, that's right. We had a huge fight because
yeah.
you were like,
yeah,
you thought I had a lover come over and then borrow DVDs.
Yes,
like
did.
That would be like a smart move.
He took all my seasons of Oz.
That's how, you know, when I go online to find my lovers, that's one of the things I say. I say, you can take a DVD from any set with you.
And we lent... all four or five seasons to Jack of The Wire.
Our friend Jack never gave it back.
We're going to get a hold of him and say, look, we're pals.
Because wasn't he always saying, like, oh, I still haven't finished the last season?
No, he still hasn't got to season two. Anyhow, So back to where I was at. I'm tired of the cold weather. So I was looking online.
By the way, if you want to have sex with me when Rich is out of town, there's a free DVD.
Yeah. Yeah, but you got to go in the basement now. And
you
get
can,
it.
But you can see the thing is, you can only take one DVD out of a certain season, right? Like that's the
no.
Deal.
They took an entire season. Entire seasons of Oz. I had them. I want to know where they went. The Shield. I was missing some Shield.
Just like a couple of Shields, though, right?
No, seasons.
Like, oh, a whole season.
So whoever was banging, you were giving them a whole season.
I was giving them. They were good. That's how good they were.
Yeah, you gave them a whole season.
Some people only got like, you haven't even noticed what's gone yet.
Listen, I love you, but I think you lead a double life.
I do lead a double life. One in my head where I go to my special place when you're too much for me. And the other one is right here with you being aggravated and irritated.
You lead a double life. So I was
looking
online.
Why don't you do this?
What?
Because I honestly want...
You want a lie detector test?
After 78 years of marriage, I would like to have a little trust. So why don't you do this? Why don't you just go ahead, budget it out, hire yourself a private investigator.
It's too late now. You already passed it. It was when we first got married, like 8, 9 years ago.
Oh, like now I'm done?
You're done.
I'm done. So now let's just move forward then.
Lie detector test? Would you do that online?
I will take a lie detector test fully. Fully.
Oh, you would fail so bad.
But
you
why would I agree to take it if I thought it was
because you know it's not going to happen, so you're going to
go. Okay, if you find a guy who can administer a lie detector test.
On radio, you'll do it.
I will do it on radio.
On Opie show, you'll do a lie detector test.
Yes.
Any questions I want to ask?
Yes.
I don't have to take it, though.
What?
I don't tell you. This is your lie detector test. I'm not sitting here. I'm not putting myself on the...
But why? What would you have to hide?
I have nothing to hide, but the prosecutor doesn't put himself on...
Okay, so let's leave you out of it
then I'll do an IQ test.
I relish the thought of you asking me questions.
Yeah. You see, you know this won't happen, but one day when it
happens. No, you can. Okay. If anyone can find someone who can administer a lie detector test who's like a certified
lie detector tester. See, here's what's going to happen. And I'll get back
and
to my
you head. Could find it, and then I'll do it.
I promise
we'll
you.
Do it on our
you
radio
guys
show.
Are you guys are my witnesses. I'll go.
Who's
I'll say
guys?
It by me.
Who
whoever's listening to the people. You guys remember this,
guys,
and then she's going to find an excuse not to do it. She's going to go, well, if I do it, then I want a divorce. Or if I do it, this or that.
What do you mean, then I want a divorce?
If I find nothing wrong in your story.
If I pass it, I get a divorce.
Yeah.
That's actually a great, Rich.
What?
That's fantastic. If I fail, we got to stay together. That's
no.
my punishment.
No.
And if I pass, I get the greatest gift of all, freedom.
See, I promise you, just listen, we're at 14 minutes and 40 seconds into this podcast. Say, raise your right hand. Repeat after me. Put your hand on your computer. That'll
put your hand on your computer.
No, you don't repeat that.
You just said repeat after me.
You put your right hand up like you do. Say, I promise, once you promise.
I promise.
If and when. Rich Voss.
Rich Voss, am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yes. Wants to have me take a lie detector test. And he can ask me any question. I will do it. Swear to God.
Hope to die. Poke a needle in my eye.
I didn't say poke a needle in my eye. So, okay.
Okay, so there you go.
There you go.
Good. I would love, because you know what's going to happen
what?
Now? I'm going to, with flying colors, pass the test.
No, you're going to go to one of those people to learn how to get through
I'm
a lie detector.
I'm
going to
put a tack in my shoe.
Yeah.
No, this is the thing.
What?
When I pass with flying colors, which I know I will, excuse me. You're going to somehow make that a bad thing. Like, you're going to be like, the guy didn't do it right, or you forgot to ask a certain question, or you're going to find a way to make me wrong anyway.
No.
Which is going to be upsetting
to
me.
This is going
to
be great radio.
So stop thinking about great radio and start thinking about great marriage. Okay. Please.
Okay, and here's what will make a great marriage.
And if you ask me, like, do you enjoy doing the podcast? You have to accept the real answer. No, I don't.
Okay. The other one always goes, we got to do a podcast. Oh, we have a read this week, too.
Oh.
Okay, anyhow, so this is what I want to do.
Well, you should have done, we should have done the read last night.
This is what I'm going
to
do.
Record it. Can we listen to this guy?
No, well, hold on, yes. And everybody out there can tweet and would probably agree with me. I'm sick of the cold winter weather. I want to get the hell out of here during the winter. And I was looking at in Palm Springs, California. Palm Springs.
Oh yeah, ask me this during the lie detector if I want to do this or not.
Beautiful Palm Springs. You can get a mobile home. What was the one I saw for?
$19,000.
For like $20,000. Two bedrooms.
But nothing. You're going to have extras. It's going to be
two bedrooms, two baths, a beautiful mobile home in a mobile home park, stationary, probably next to nice people, retirees or people or whatever that.
Can I get a whoop whoop?
That want to just relax in nice warm weather for $19,000. I'll go pay cash if I had $19,000 in cash. Hidden somewhere. I would go buy this mobile home.
You do.
Okay. For $19,000 and then have a place we could go, even if we want to just take a week in Palm Springs, 90 minutes from LA. We're an hour from New York right now in Jersey. We're an hour. So we would be 90 minutes from LA where, boom, hop in a car. Hey, I'm going to LA tonight. Go do a spot, go hang out. Drive home an hour and a half, big deal. People drive from Philly to New York or whatever to hang out as comics.
I know, but you're acting like we don't have a child.
Yes, we could. We'll put her in school there, two schools, one here and one there when she's there.
No,
I don't know if you could do that.
No.
Well, we'll homeschool her there and school here.
Now I'm homeschooling two
here,
people.
Yes, because you're very smart. And once you pass the lie detector test, you're going to be around for a while. What I'm saying is $19,000 for a mobile home. Look it up online, folks. You'll see these mobile homes. Just go to Mobile Homes Palm Springs and see the one I was looking at. $19,000, two bedrooms, and big, nice kitchen, everything. My goodness, not a lot of problems. And here's the only downfall. I think there is rattlesnakes in Palm Springs, and I'm kind of scared one will, like, slither into our place. So I would have to rattlesnake proof it, and I'm sure there is companies that rattlesnake proof your mobile homes, right? Do you think there is?
I don't fucking know. I stopped listening to you a long time ago. I'm sorry. I love you. I think you're terrific. You're a handsome fellow. Your hair looks great today. But I'm not going to live in a mobile home in a retirement community.
It's not retirement.
It's an hour and a half outside of Los Angeles.
Indian commute. Not Indian. It's called Mohawk or something.
Can I just tell you this?
What?
I'm not doing it.
Well, then I'll do it myself, and okay, I'll have a place to vacation.
Okay, go do it then.
And maybe I'll just go, hey, I'm going out to Palm Springs for a week in the winter.
Fantastic.
And then maybe, you know, I could rent it out to other people.
Sure.
Let my friends go.
Do it.
Hey, you guys want to go to Palm Springs and play some golf for a week? I got a place.
Can we talk about something else now?
Okay.
Because I've talked about this yesterday, the day before.
I bet you the listeners will go, do it, $19,000. I wonder what taxes are, like property taxes. There was some that said, you know, for $25,000, $30,000, and you get, where are you going? Okay, I'm done. Are you walking out? You can't leave. What are you doing? She walked off the podcast, folks. Come on, let's do the review thing. $19,000. There was some for like $25,000. And it said it had like 30 acres. 30 acres. Someday a builder might come in and you'll have 30 acres. What is that for? What are you doing? You can't just get up and walk away during the middle of a podcast.
Really? I just did it, so obviously I can do it.
But what are you doing? You're plugging in your computer?
I want to play this thing.
Oh, okay. Well, you just can't get up and walk out.
Because I asked you to stop talking about it, and you just kept talking about it, and I'm sick of going
over
it.
All right, we're done.
And I don't feel like going over our financials with the fucking people on the podcast, but you love ooh, I got to talk about my fucking stupid life for who? We had sex last... It's just fucking ridiculous who you are as a person. And I'm supposed to sit here and just be like, isn't he great, everybody? My husband, wonderful.
Is that an impression
I have to fucking every day tell myself, no, you didn't fuck up. This is going to be fine. This is going to work out.
Every day you tell yourself that. What are you trying to... You don't have enough energy in your computer?
I don't have enough energy in my computer.
Yeah.
This is exactly the kind of thing I have to live with day in and day out. You could homeschool her. You could have put her... You have no idea what life is. You're just like, you think you're so smart about everything and you're so dumb.
That's not nice.
I'm sorry.
I'm dumb? I'm so smart, it's unbelievable. For God's sakes, you can't even find an outlet.
You're right. I can't. You're right. You got it. You nailed it.
It's not going to reach all the way over here.
Okay.
Get an extension cord.
I'm talking about your stupid shit.
All right. She's going to find an extension cord because she wants to play some Comic Center his video for us to review. You know, and who am I? I'm not, you know, I never say negative things. I'm not negative like her. She'll go right into it and say, you know, whatever. Myself, I'm a positive guy when it comes to comedians. You know, I say, you never know. You know, sometimes people want to see, you know, a comedian. Go ahead. I was going to say something negative, but I didn't want to.
What were you going to say?
Nothing.
Something negative about yourself?
No. I say negative things about myself all the time. I take my inventory all the time and I look.
Your inventory?
Yeah, I look at my own inventory and I go, what can I change to make my life and everybody's life around me better? That's what I do.
That's what I do.
That's what I do.
I can't believe you didn't fucking say that with your finger out.
That's what I do.
Oh, yeah?
You.
Oh, so what are you doing? What, set it up. Set it up.
I don't know how to stop.
Hit pause.
How?
Oh, you're so stupid.
Okay, okay.
You don't even know how to hit pause on a video on your computer. I'm the dumb one. Well, what do you got to say to that?
You got me. You got me. 38 years in the comedy business, and you got me with it. You're dumb.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you know what's remarkable? Why don't we tell you what's remarkable?
Yeah, that you use the word remarkable.
We're getting
correctly.
We got instant pancakes where you could just add water. Have you ever seen those? When I bought those, I didn't know you could just add water and have pancakes. That's fucking insane.
Once again,
it's insane.
Bringing up the crazy absurdities of life with Rich Voss.
It's crazy.
Pancakes, you don't need eggs. Just add water, mix it up.
I'm going to have them in my mobile home in Palm Springs.
Of course you are.
You know what I'm scared
of? Sure. Why do you serve them to your fucking transvestite hooker you're going to have?
Whoa, that's what I'm going to have? Now where are you going? She gets up and walks out. Like, if this was a real radio show, you would get fired.
I wish I could get fired.
Okay, so set this up, what you want to do.
Can tell that he can't hear it right. But this guy...
What's his...
His name is Macon Clark. Is that a real name? Macon? M-A-C-O-N? And I don't know that he... Like, I don't know that he sent it as like, oh, I hope they play this on their podcast. Or if he was like, I hope she keeps this private. I don't know.
What did he say in the email?
It's a Twitter. He tweeted it.
What did he say?
Bonnie McFarlane, this is an open mic set at Creek and the Cave. I really respect you and wonder what you think. Right there, I already think it's bullshit.
Why?
I really respect you.
That's true.
Come on. And then I went to his thing. His
what
Twitter
thing?
Account.
His penis?
Because I assumed, like, sometimes people be like, you know, I think you're a great comic, you know, but look at this. And then you go on their account and you see, like, they've sent it to 87 other people the same way.
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah. So, oh, but he is an Opie fan and a Bennington fan.
Speak into the mic, please.
Okay. He's followed by Sherrod Small.
Whoa.
Okay, let's go to his website.
No, I don't want to do a whole profile on some fucking clown.
I don't know what this means. He says, the internet is Fern Gully. Twitter is Hexus. He's a little too...
What the fuck does that mean?
Intense for me.
Well, play a second of his...
Macon Clark, keeping it real, so no one else has to. He's got a beard.
Oh, he's a fucking hipster?
Guess so. All right, let's play.
Let me look at his...
You want to look at his dumb face?
Is that a boat? He's on a boat. A hipster on a boat standing there.
He's wearing cargo shorts.
Ugh. And he's got cigarette in his mouth?
Cigarette in his mouth. He's got some on his head. I don't know what that is. Some weird hat.
That's his...
sunglasses and, you know, he's sort of... He's as Marina Franklin likes to say, he's a Williamsburg farmer looking dude.
Okay. Marina Franklin, is that what she would say?
She always says Williamsburg farmers. I just think it's funny. I don't know.
I like that. She's in the top 10 podcasts along with us from Paper Magazine.
Yeah, we're one of the top 10 podcasts. But what is Paper Magazine also? Like,
It's a magazine, online magazine.
I know, but...
Very big online magazine. Very big. Paper Magazine, I get them every week sent to me. Email.
You do?
Magazine, very big.
Is it ironic that it's called Paper?
Do you want me to tell you, wait, before you play this, how fucking ridiculous...
Okay, first of all, you shouldn't send people stuff from the Creek in the Cave. Generally speaking, it's...
Why? Because you might have a packed crowd there. It's a cool room.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying it's a bad place to do stand-up, but a lot of times these, the, you know.
It's not crowded?
It's, listen to the quality.
But wait, hold on. Some fucking comic wrote top 1,000 comics, yeah. to look at.
Well, you know why they do it? Because they know every single, if they go top 10 comics, some comics aren't going to click on it because they know they're not going to be in it. But top 1,000, every single comedian on the planet, except for me, because I refrained,
clicked on it.
And they need people to click on their things in order to make money.
Someone sat down and
wrote
1,000.
So it's a pretty genius marketing tool for them to make money on an article.
Okay? How they making money on it?
Because anytime anybody clicks on something, I'm pretty sure this is how a lot of those things work. You only get paid per click.
Well, I paid him
per
three,
share. Or
I paid
whatever.
Him four times. I didn't make the I didn't make the top 1,000 comics on this guy's list. I mean, there's a lot of comics that didn't. That are big.
I'm pretty sure I made it.
You made it. You're like 800 in the 800s or six.
I don't think it's in order.
All I know is,
I mean, I'm an M. I'm down.
Like I don't even know the top 10, any of them. But I didn't make the top 1,000. I'm going, I must be doing something wrong. I mean.
But who cares? Like, this is the kind of weird thing that, like, bothers you.
I told DeRosa, and he goes, did I make it? I don't think he made it either. And he didn't get back to me ever since I texted him. I don't think you made the top 1,000 on some open micers list.
I know, but don't you think, like, the person, first of all, who knows who wrote it? I don't know if it's an open micer, but.
I'm sure.
That they love that you're talking about it and that you're upset about it?
I'm not upset. It's
You just, are upset.
I'm not upset.
You're upset. You tweeted about it. You've talked to me about it a few times.
I didn't tweet about it. I didn't tweet. I wrote on Facebook.
I understand.
About it.
Of course, you should be in the top 1,000. But the fact that it's
I
a
should
top,
be in the top 100.
But the fact that it's a top 1,000 right there, you should be like, who cares if you're on the list?
But I wrote that on Facebook. Who does a top 1,000 list for anything?
Because he knows he's going to get clicked. It's a genius marketing thing.
Easy.
I'm going to put top. If you did an article top worst comics of the year, you know how many people would click on that?
Yeah.
A lot. You should do it.
No, because I'm not. That's I don't want to say. I'm doing my own.
Yeah, people don't because they don't want to say.
Next year,
doing anonymous.
Next year, I'm doing top comics, but I'm doing my own list. But you can't have a beard. If you have a beard, you can't get in. That's what I decided. Although I might grow a beard just to see what it looks like.
Do a Williamsburg farmer beard.
I might grow a beard just to see what reinvent myself.
Yeah, I like that.
You
and
like
then
that?
Get a little bit fat.
I'm not gonna get fat. I'm gonna be like fucking so pumped with a beard. And I'm going to look like so pumped with a beard.
Get one of those black guy beards. You know those ones that are cool now for the black guys?
Is that all you think about is black guys? That's all last night?
What are you talking about?
Last night you were singing some black song.
Stop. I found myself singing something racist. I don't know why it happened. I wasn't thinking about it, but in a very nice tune to it, I was... I don't know why. And then all of a sudden I sort of came to, like, you know,
it
and I was like, realized what I was singing. Stop. And I was like,
I sing that song.
I upset myself because I was like, why?
Well, you took time off from upsetting me and you upset yourself.
Just singing away to myself some horrible.
In the back, was Anthony singing in the background?
Oh, God. Let's just listen for a minute. We're not going to be able to hear much.
Well, I'll put your mic by your speaker.
No, it's going to make it worse. It just sounds bad.
Go.
All right,
you know,
so
here's the problem.
You can't hear it, but he's basically talking about
reality
shows where right now, pre-apocalypse, people are getting ready for the apocalypse, I guess, right? So there's all these shows about, like,
right.
You know, I built
Doomsday,
Doomsday people, right?
Yeah.
And then he's saying in 10 years, it's going to be the kids doing the reality shows about
their dad that
their
built
messed up parents.
So it's, I mean, I like the sound. His voice sounded okay on stage.
Yeah, he didn't sound like he was trying too hard.
Yeah, that's what they do. They don't try hard. He seemed like he was talking. He kind of sounded like a Patton Oswalt, if you ask me. Play a little more. Sound okay. A little like Patton.
But I felt like if that joke wasn't that strong, that particular joke, which I heard.
No, because you've heard a reality.
So you know, now he said you're dragging. I don't get it exactly.
Neither do I.
Somebody's dragging their polio kid around, half retarded.
What does that mean? I don't know.
But it's hard to understand in this context.
See, like when you, like I said, like these comics want to be like Patton, who is a great comic, and Patton will paint a picture for you, like a long picture, and you'll sit. No, I like it. What do you think I'm making fun of? I'm not making fun of him.
No, but I like the idea of a long picture.
No, that's
like
what I mean.
I'm imagining like down the hall.
No,
like
no. That's what I like. That's why I like when I listen. There's different types of comedy, and there's different types like some, like when you listen to Patton, you sit there and you're glued to what he's saying because he's painting a great picture, you know, and then he'll give the payoff. Or you listen to somebody, you know, like a Brian Regan who, you know, is bit after bit. And they're so fucking funny, but it's not as personal as what a Pat. You know what I'm saying? But they're all on a 1 to 10 scale, tens. You know what I mean?
Everybody's
a derivative of somebody. It seems like nowadays they're all derivatives. You know.
But I will.
Only person you don't see. Dan, I'll let you talk. You don't see too many derivatives.
Don't let me talk.
You don't see too many derivatives of Maria Bamford because it's almost impossible to be her.
Right.
She's one. It's almost impossible. Like there's certain comics.
It's impossible for her almost.
It's like
to be her.
There's certain comics that to me are so fucking funny and they're so different. Like Maria Bamford. But then you take Janine, who I think is fucking great. She's in my new top
eight
female or no, not even just comics. I shouldn't even say female. It's so stupid to say female, male, white, black, Jewish, whatever.
Oh God. Your gay persona is coming out so much this podcast.
I know. It's just oh my goodness.
Are you gonna start transitioning? You know what I was thinking about what's the guy's name? The Kardashian dad?
Oh, Bruce Jenner?
Bruce Jenner, like he's transitioning, which I like. I'm fine with it.
I don't think that's true. I think it's all fake.
No, he really is. And, but what if he like gets like butt implants and starts dating a black guy? Then you know it's like something in the water. It's like, oh God, Bonnie, you're terrific.
Well, that was a great...
Take it to the stage.
Well, I'm glad that we put a pause and stopped everything to hear that.
Okay, but sometimes when I do podcasts with other people, I'll say something like that, and then they'll laugh and add something so I don't sound like such a jerk.
All right, go ahead. Do it again. You know, I'll add something.
If he starts getting butt implants and dating black guys, we know, you know.
And then he's in the car singing...
Stop.
The mom's going out with a black guy now.
Well...
The whole family of self-race haters.
Oh, Rich.
The whole family?
There's a lot you can say about the Kardashians in a negative way, but I don't know if that is...
They hate their race.
That would be the one that...
They hate their race. Is there one that goes with a white guy, I think, or married to a white guy?
Yeah. And he's an asshole.
Yeah. The good one. The good girl. The good one, right?
She's not married and she has three kids.
To a white guy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's got to be the white sheep of the family.
Oh my God! Ding 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 ding.
So, what's this guy's review?
Well, I don't know if we should be reviewing people anymore after our dumb jokes.
What's his review?
I think we're not qualified.
Well, after about 140 podcasts, you run.
Do you want to listen to one more?
Yeah, one more of his bits.
Yeah.
All right, listen to it, and then you'll explain.
I don't know where he is on the, like, this could be his third. It's only a 3-minute set, so.
I bet his name's in the top 1,000 comics.
He's
I guarantee he's in the top 1,000.
Macon Clark, top 1,000.
I'm going to have to look it up.
Okay, but here's the thing.
What?
He might just be a pure open, like this might be his third time on stage. If that's the case, he's got great stage presence. I'm not upset about it. I'm not upset about his voice.
Neither do I.
And I'm not upset about
he's doing Patton Oswalt.
His persona. I just think his jokes are not good. Which
what did he say?
He said to someone in the audience, has anyone ever told you you look like Jeff Ross?
That's nothing to be proud of.
You know what Rosie O'Donnell said once?
What?
She said someone came into she was in Target. Someone came up to her and was like, I don't mean to insult you, but did anyone ever tell you you look like Rosie O'Donnell?
I get that.
He's getting some big laughs. This is crowd work. So it's a dick pic joke. He sent a dick pic.
Yeah.
And then he followed it up with, ugh, I'm sorry. Which is not a terrible joke. It's just like, what he's talking about is terrible.
What do you mean that's not terrible? What's the joke? Where's the joke in it? I sent a dick pic. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny. Don't you think?
To who? To people
sitting around at a
cocktail
party? Well, when you send a dick pic, usually you're like,
party?
Don't you want to suck it? You know, you're usually, if you're confident enough to send a dick pic, you don't usually then trash your own penis after.
No, but there's no twist. There's no.
I'm not saying it's a terrific joke. I'm just saying it is a joke.
I'm not trashing the guy. I don't see.
You are trashing the guy. At least know what you're doing.
I just said, where's the joke? I said, all right. What kind of plant is that? A poinsettia?
I guess so.
It's dying. Just like this fucking bit is dying.
So we're not going to listen anymore. But I will say this.
What will you say? He's probably in the top 1,000.
You should, if you're going to start doing stand-up, like, you should stay away. Like, I know that you sit around being like, what can I talk about? What can I talk about? And you're in front of your computer or your phone, so you want to talk about your computer or your phone.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
But it's so boring to hear people, like, I mean, it's just such nothing bits when you're talking about that stuff, to me. I mean, you have to have some pretty good jokes about it. If you're doing a joke about autocorrect, you should throw yourself off the stage.
Just know that 10,000 other comics are before you.
Yeah, every comedian on, except for me, on that 1,000 comedians list is doing it. Okay. So anyway, thank you, Macon Clark.
For letting us.
West New York, New Jersey. What the?
I'm not saying yes or no to anything about this guy because I couldn't hear it, and I could, whatever. Just keep up the, keep getting on stage, buddy. Keep trying.
Oh,
keep writing jokes. Keep getting up there and keep writing jokes. That's all. Well, or talking about whatever you want to talk about. See what I'm saying? You know, and I bet you're in the top, he's got to be in the top 1,000. I'm going to have to look it up again.
Do you want me to look it up?
No. Yeah, go to Facebook, or just put top 1,000 comics on Facebook. You'll see. Top 1,000. Why am I so fucking pissed off? I mean, half of my friends aren't in it either. Maybe it's top 1,000 new comics. No, because there's other guys in it.
Why would I be on that?
You're right. You've been around for decades. Forget it. Let's move on. You can't find it. All you gotta do is put top 1,000 comics Facebook.
I did. Well, it's not even coming up on Google, so where did he do it?
Go to Facebook and do it. It's in Facebook. You know Facebook's
top 1,000 comedians.
Let me see. There it is. That's it right there. Who's it by? Who's it by?
Who wrote it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
It had his name.
Oh, Zach Broussard. Oh. But it's just his Tumblr account. It's not even an article.
What's your Tumblr account?
Oh, God.
Jacqueline Novick and what's her boyfriend's name? Chris are in
it.
Oh,
no. This guy is saying he made the list.
Yeah.
That's on him. Okay.
Who made the list? That guy made the list? Zach?
Zach. Yeah, he just said, I don't know how. I can't. Where's
the I don't name? Think Louis C.K. made the list. Or Chris Rock or Chappelle. Yep, they didn't make the list.
Okay. Who are we looking for?
Oh, I mentioned Chris Rock's name again in our podcast. Someone said, is there ever a podcast you don't mention his name?
I guess
name?
We have to now.
We have to mention
like
his name.
We have to mention him every podcast.
But he, or Chappelle, or...
Who are we doing?
The guy that we just listened to. Who did we just listen to?
I can't remember his name.
Monarch?
Macon.
Whatever.
It's going to take forever.
What, to go through 1,000?
Yeah, somebody tweet it.
Tweet what?
If he made the list or not, I can't do it.
Top 1,000. So, this is our year in review. 2014 out the window. 2015 coming in.
Oh, my God.
What?
Macon Clark made our year in review show.
That's unbelievable.
This is a big deal, you fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Okay, don't act like you just sent it. Like, oh, we'll take a look. You knew I was going to do it on the podcast.
Yes. On the year in review
on
show.
On the year in... Oh, let me do it right at the end. Ah, you knew.
They knew. He knew.
I have to pee so bad.
Good.
Okay.
So, how was your year, 2014?
2014 was a stellar year.
Shot a pilot.
Got our movie finally finished and out there. 17 or 18 people watched it, which was
a lot of people. Did our movie, got which we never thought would get out there, and
we'd given up hope in a lot.
And the fact that it's out
there, some legal shit. If you make a movie, just know there's some legal shit.
And no, you're gonna lose a lot of money. You are gonna lose.
People told us
that,
we didn't believe them. We were like, mm-hmm. People were like, look, the distributor's gonna take all your money, and we were like, not us, man. Mm-mm.
We lost.
And they do. They take all your money. They just somehow, they just figure out how to do it.
Well, our movie is on iTunes right now, on sale for 99 cents.
99 cents. And they didn't ask us if they could do it. They just did. It just happens. They just.
She said, we have good news. Good news for you guys.
Good news. You're now 99 cent
on
download.
Sale. What's good news about making 6 cents?
Yeah. And then I guess Amazon Prime, we're on available for free on Amazon Prime. Nobody said that to us.
I bet
it's true.
What's Amazon Prime?
It's where if you're an Amazon member, you can get certain movies, you can stream them for free. Not download them, but stream them.
Well, why would that help us? You want me to go?
No,
check?
Don't. I don't want
to
look.
Go on Amazon Prime and look.
I don't want to look.
Why?
I just don't want to look.
Then why would you say it?
I'm just saying, like, you know, you put a movie up, you think you're going to make money, and then it's like, hey, it's in the bargain bin, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, because they gave us front page. They
I mean,
know.
It was like a big
deal. You know what it is? They know it's going to Netflix, so they're trying to get as much as they possibly can out of it. You know, because once it goes to Netflix, nobody gives a fuck about paying for it anymore.
Well, some people don't have Netflix, honey.
Everybody has Netflix.
No, some people don't.
You can get it.
Yeah, you have to pay like a certain amount.
You can get it free for the first certain amount of time.
They get you hooked.
Well, they know. You can just use different emails. Keep doing it for the rest of your life with a different email.
Wow.
What? You didn't know that?
No. You can't hook it up to your TV. They would know. Then they'd know.
How would they know? They don't know what TV is being played, and they go by emails.
No, they do. You have to, like, put a certain code in or something.
A different code for a different email. I don't know. I'm not trying to be like that guy that's getting sued by the airlines that showed people how to get cheaper flights.
That was a lady.
It was a guy. 22-year-old guy's getting sued.
I'm pretty sure it's a girl.
No, it's a guy. I saw a picture of him. He just showed a shortcut on how to fly cheaper if you're only flying one way. But I'm sure people knew it.
And also, it's a dumb way to do it. How many people don't have luggage? How many people are just going one way? I mean, it's not the greatest system in the world. Why would they sue him for like eight people taking advantage of
and
that?
And the fact that United would sue somebody as fucked up as that airline is, in my opinion.
See, you thought you were going to get sued by them.
No, but they are
just very litigious.
They're the worst. They're all the worst, and they're going to sue somebody after they just take all your money, as much as they possibly can from you. You know, all of them, they're no good. You know, I don't believe in regulations, but I believe this is who I should. Airlines should be regulated, in my opinion. I don't know what the negatives are towards it.
You haven't thought it through.
I haven't, because I don't know.
I'm just saying it right now.
I just think they should be regulated. They raised their price. Their prices are insane. They're like Crazy Eddie. They're insane.
No, but in the other way.
Yeah, the other way.
Mm-hmm. I'm only going to fly first class from now on. I'm not doing coach anymore.
Okay, so.
So I'm probably not going anywhere.
I mean, I fly United because I'm a platinum member. I'm platinum.
Yeah, because you flew to L.A. and back just to get your platinum standing.
I stayed there
weird.
For 2 days and played golf.
It's weird.
It's not weird. It's better to be platinum than gold, because then you can get
did
upgraded.
Did you see, when's the last time you saw your buddy?
Which buddy?
The rich guy.
Roy?
Roy.
He lives in North Carolina, not California.
Oh, right. I thought maybe you guys hooked up when you were in L.A.
No, why would we hook up? He lives in North Carolina.
I don't know. I feel like something's going on with you two.
No.
You're talking on the phone, giggling away.
I wasn't giggling.
He bought you a
Christmas gift.
Christmas gift. You go out to the stores.
Get him
you
a Christmas gift.
You bought him
gift.
Something.
Yeah, Christmas gift.
I saw you wrap it up, by the way.
Yes.
And I have a sister who's mentally challenged, so I say this lovingly. But when you're wrapping something, you really look like you should be in a group home. You really look like someone needs to come in and check on you. Like, how come you can't take tape off the thing without looking like you're
I remember
severely mentally challenged?
I remember when I was in the psych ward when I was like 22 for a major anxiety. And my friend Louie came to visit. And I go,
Louis C.K.?
No, Louis, my friend. I wasn't a comic then. I go, I can't have visitors. We're taking a walk. And they took us for a walk, all the nuts around the block outside the hospital. And I was very excited.
The Thorazine shuffle.
Yeah, that's what I told you. You don't even know what that is.
Okay, when you're talking about your days in the mental institution and then you're drooling while you're talking about it, like, it doesn't.
It wasn't a mental institution. It was a psych ward.
Oh, I'm sorry. Big distinction.
When I thought I was a dinosaur. We're going to have instant blueberry pancakes. So 2014 was a good year. We got our movie out. We realized, yes, we're not going to get our money back.
Things did you think deeply about this year?
I came out with it. I made a new CD.
What things did you think deeply about this year?
Deeply?
Anything? Yeah. Did you any of your convictions change
yes,
about something?
Yes, I felt deeply about when I...
Oh, here we go. Something silly.
Well, you ask me a question, I go to give you an answer.
Yeah, I know, but it's going to be like, when I'm on the toilet pooping, I'm not going to use my phone anymore.
I never do poop.
You talk
material.
About your shitting all the time.
I don't do constantly. It. I don't stage or in front of fucking
well, no,
people.
No, no. Oh, it's
podcast.
Just a personal to me thing?
Yes.
Because you know how much I love it.
You know,
you go. You tell me when you're going in for a poop, how long it took.
Are you crazy?
How much poop? Yesterday no. You were like, I shit a whole bucket, or I don't know what the fuck you're saying. I pretended to be interested because yesterday I was doing a thing where I was like pretending to love everything you said.
Citracell is the best thing that was ever invented. I'm sure Metamucil is just as good, but Citracell.
Oh, you don't talk about this stuff.
I didn't say what I just said.
Everyone who's listened to this podcast knows you take Citracell, and they know it takes you a long time to shit.
It does it not with Citracell. Boom, in and out.
In
not
and
like
out.
You.
I drove all the way to CrossFit and came back, and you were still on the toilet.
Because I would play Scrabble on my phone, and I won. Sometimes I won't get off the toilet until I win.
To be fair, CrossFit was closed, so I had to come back. I don't want people to think you were on there for like over an hour.
Thank you for being fair.
That's my new
2014.
Thing. This is my new thing for the new year, being fair. So listen, what is your I don't care. You don't have to list things that you did in 2014. I feel that's where you're going with this.
That's what people are doing. That's what they do.
Nobody wants people.
Someone wrote that I was on Bennington more than anybody. I was on five times last year as a guest.
I don't think they meant more than anyone. I think they meant
as a guest more than any other guest.
No, that you were one of the top.
I think they said five times.
Yeah, no, they said five times, but
I guess no other guest has done it five times. But there's an open door for us at Ron. Just like on our radio show, there's an open door for anybody that comes by.
Not just... There's an open door for Ron and Fez and any other person who walks by.
You know, I fantasized...
Uh-oh.
That
about
on
Ron
our radio
Bennington?
No, about
Fez?
Our radio show.
Oh.
Like Ricky Fowler was in a building and
Who's
came
that?
In. He's a golfer.
Oh.
The young guy that wears Puma.
Oh my God, you have a crush on him?
Oh no, but he's great. He's a great golfer. I would love to have him into our radio show, or Ian Poulter, or any pro golfer. Remember when I'm going to call those golf guys again? Tell them I had the Shanks again. Got him yesterday. The other day when I played, shot 42 on the front, 42 with two doubles in the cold. It was 45 degrees. 42 on the front, back nine, boom. Off the hosel, baby. Off the hosel.
Fantastic. So you had a good game.
No. The front nine, I had a good game.
The back nine.
I played in L.A. Two good rounds. No, not one off the hosel. Then all of a sudden, it's back. It comes
and goes.
Now,
where does the term off the hosel come from?
It's called a shank.
Oh, and a shank is
off the hosel. When you hit it off the hosel. Right to the right.
Right to the right. And when you go to the left, it's called a...
It's called liberalism.
What's it? Now, when you get two under, that's an eagle? Two under par?
Yes.
One over par?
Bogey.
And a birdie's one under par?
Yes.
This is fantastic information. I love talking golf with Rich Voss. We're here. Rich, what else about the golf game do you love? Besides being alone.
Being alone? I like that.
No, you actually don't. You actually don't.
I do.
Because I hear you all the time when you're making your reservation. Can you put me in with somebody? Can you?
Oh, yeah. I don't want to play alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. They put me in. I don't want to. Because if you play alone on a beautiful course on a beautiful day, you're just going to be stuck behind a threesome or a foursome sitting there waiting every shot. So you want to play with another with other golfers.
Then you talk to them.
I try not to. Unless I find them.
Have you ever just completely ignored anyone? Like they're talking to you and you just don't answer. You don't look at them. You don't talk to them.
Uh-huh. The Asians. Because I don't understand what they're saying.
You don't go, oh, yeah, like everyone else when...
I talk. I don't just ignore them. You know, I don't just ignore them.
I've done that on planes. I've just ignored somebody talking to me.
Bob Gullett used to have a great bit. He said he was in the elevator. Someone said something to him. And he said, I don't speak English. They go, you just did. He goes, that's all I know.
Bob Gollop.
That's a funny bit.
What a treat.
That's a funny bit there.
Thank you for sharing that with us here on Golf Talk with Rich Voss. Rich, what is the best golf game that you've ever had recall?
What's that?
What are you doing?
We got to find our read. You got to do it. Keep talking. Keep talking.
Don't you have a piece of paper?
No, you read it
it's
off.
It's Adam and Eve.
Yeah, but hold on.
.com, and you go there and you get 10 free gifts.
Stop it.
Jessica. And also, can we finish after that?
Yes, yes. This is our best podcast of the year.
No, it's not.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know what you're using. What algorithms are you using to judge these?
I signed up somehow by accident on Groupon.
For what?
I don't know. To be a Groupon person. But I don't... You get... Oh, here. Wait. Here's the...
Okay. Let's see. Adam and Eve.
Okay, don't fuck this
up. Why don't you do this, though?
Well, you want me to do it?
Like, why? I can't believe you... 10 free gifts, you haven't done it. Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Are you getting enough?
Of what?
You know.
Vitamins.
Pussy.
Vitamins.
Are you getting enough pussy?
Stop talking
that
way. I'm
going to do it like really like a wrestler. Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? Are you getting enough pussy? I bet you'd love more, right?
How would you like to turn and see Raina standing like the little kid in The Exorcist, peeing on the floor? Right.
Remember one time we had sex and then we just finished and then I was getting my underwear on and I looked up and she was just standing there in the bedroom. Oh my God, that was freaky.
Was it? It was freaky?
It was super freaky. Oh my God, I was like, ah.
All right, just read the thing.
Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, especially...
Can you read, stupid?
Oh, I thought it was a specialty, but it's... Second, a specially selected toy for him. What is the toy for him?
I don't know. You're gonna make...
Is there a ball tickler or something? Is that like a thing?
Yeah, that's called your wife.
Oh, my tongue. First, you get a sexy surprise for her. Second,
that was pretty hard last night,
especially select... Rich.
Oh. I'm just helping with the read.
I'm trying to do a read. Trying to get people interested in AdamandEve.com. It's when you go there, it's AdamEve.com. I think. Maybe it is Adam and Eve.
I was supposed to get a tattoo.
No, it's AdamandEve.com. The biblical characters. Adam and Eve. Isn't it weird? Those are like the first names ever. Adam and Eve, and they're so modern sounding. It's like, oh my God, Adam and Eve from the Valley. You know them?
There's not too many girls
from Orange County.
Eve. Adam's more popular than Eve.
Yeah, Eve never really caught on.
But Adam.
Mm-hmm.
I like Adam.
I don't know him.
she don't know him. Come on, this is. Over
okay.
an hour already.
How come, like, English-speaking people never went Jesus route the way that Spanish people did?
I don't know. Maybe it's a new song you can make up in your car after you do your other racist song.
Jesus. Jesus.
Yo, yo, yo.
Okay, you get selected a toy for him, and third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. I wonder if that's, like, a divorce lawyer. Guys, I said it on the read for AdamandEve.com. Plus, you'll get six full length adult movies on DVD. The truth is, I don't know why they do full length when it comes to porns. You really only need about 6 minutes on each. Let's just cut it off. Be like,
starving.
You should be done by now. Oh, and number 10, free shipping on your entire order, which that's the 10th gift. I don't like it as a gift. I don't think it should be considered
a gift. I like
it
as a gift.
It's a nice perk, a bonus, but a gift? I feel like they're overselling that. Free shipping on your entire order. So do what you have to do to get your 10 free gifts. It's not hard yet. But when you get your gifts, start watching those movies, it will be hard. I added that part because I'm a comedian. Just go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. You could select two if you want, or three, or four, or five. Fill up your shopping cart. Take it to the checkout.
Can you fucking wrap this up?
It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. How about some sexy lingerie?
This weekend I'm at the brokerage.
What would you wear?
What would I wear?
Mm-hmm.
I want to wear female underwear. I heard that's comfortable.
Oh, my God.
Here comes our kid, I think.
Just enter offer code FREE94, FREE, F-R-E-E 94 at checkout, and you'll get 10 free gifts. Go to AdamandEve.com.
Look, who just got up at 12:30.
I know. She's getting ready for New Year's Eve. Go check out AdamandEve.com today. Select one item. Rich, do you want me to finish this?
Oh, yeah. I'm laughing and looking at her. Come here for a second, Randy. This is our last podcast for this year.
And don't forget to use birth control or you'll have one of those interrupting your sexy time. Go check out AdamandEve.com today. Select one item and get 10 free gifts. Really, it's 9 plus free shipping. Including free shipping. Yeah. Okay. Including free shipping. When you enter offer code FREE94, that's FREE94 at AdamandEve.com. Enjoy your sexy time.
This weekend, I'll be at Brokerage in Long Island, Friday and Saturday.
I'm all over the place, but you guys just follow me on Twitter because I don't know. I got my January is packed tight. I'm not kidding.
So no, it was packed tight last night.
Stop.
Packed tight, huh?
Stop. I have a little vagina, and you know what else? It's it's curved.
Tilted.
I thought it was tilted, but I think it's actually...
You got to make a left turn.
You got to make a little left turn in there.
To get to the...
All right, thanks, everybody.
How did you like that movie we watched last night? You want to talk about the movie?
I thought the best thing about the movie what was it called again?
The Equalizer.
The Equalizer, starring Denzel Washington.
He never fails.
Never fails. I would have loved it. You know, at the beginning, he always unwrapped his tea bag from home, yes. Even though he was in a diner. He had a little bit of OCD. He'd wrap his tea bag, take it to the diner, use it at the diner. After he killed his 87th person, I wanted him to like unwrap the tea bag and just like have it. That would have been a nice thing, nice little button.
To watch him over the 400th dead person.
He never one time he had a little bit of a. He made a little bit of a mistake and got a little bit of a trouble with one guy. But otherwise, he was able, even if there was like 15 people in one room, he could just assess it. He would assess it, see where everybody had their weapons, and then he would just
kill everybody.
And he even took the time to set his watch so he could see how long it took him. 20 seconds. He could kill everyone. And then... That's not enough. He's this fantastic vigilante.
He's not a vigilante.
Yeah,
he's
that's what he was doing. Yeah, I mean, he was, but he was like just on his own sort of taking out an entire, I don't want to say what it was, but the entire Russian mafia. But he had time to give people, like, he told that one girl, like, don't eat so much sugar. The other guy, he was like, hey, these are too salty for you. He was also able to give people
health tips.
Real good health tips.
That's what I liked about him.
Yeah.
Health tips and kill tips.
He wanted people to be healthy or dead, but nowhere in between.
Look at, she's laughing.
All right. Goodbye, everybody. Wait. Have a happy, I hope 2015 is your best year ever. Because
do you really?
Yeah, because I want 2016 to be a disappointment for everyone.
Raina, you want to say goodbye to everybody? Just say a quick goodbye? All right. This weekend at Brokerage. There you have it. Our best podcast of the year.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.